You're listening to BrandonTopsTier.com, Podcast 001. For March the 15th, 2011, the Android has arrived. And this is BrandonTopsTier.com's first podcast here at the new website, where we talk all about Android, and we throw a little few other things in there as time goes by. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys very short, but it's going to be my first podcast, so I'll get better as time goes on. I want to speak to you about the top 10 list that I made on my website, BrandonTopsTier.com, for Android apps. Number 1, I said Facebook was one of my favorite Android apps. I really couldn't have a phone without being able to connect to Facebook. I use it for a fan page for my website, BrandonTopsTier.com. I also log into it to see what my friends are up to. It's just a really great app, and it's almost a must-have if you have a phone and you have a Facebook app, a Facebook account. And Twitter, I have the official Twitter app, and I also use that to tweet out my new blog post and find out what's going on with my friends. TuneIn Radio, I just made a YouTube video about TuneIn Radio, but TuneIn Radio is a great app. I can listen to my local radio stations, listen to any genre I want, listen to music in any language I want. It really replaced iHeartRadio for me, and like I said on the video that I listen to Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy Show, and on Saturday and Sundays, I can just type that in. It'll actually show me the radio stations playing that and how long those shows last before they go off the air, or that goes off the air. The other thing I do listen to, number 4 on the app list is Twit.tv by Mediafly. You can listen to all the Twit Network's podcasts anytime you want to on Twit.tv by Mediafly. That's a really great app to have. Number 5 is WordFeud, which I have the free version. And it's like Words with Friends. Basically, I play Scrabble with friends, and there's really no time limit. It's just whoever gets the most points wins. It's just like a basic game of Scrabble. Engadget, which is number 6, I use that to view Engadget in a mobile view on my Android phone. I view Engadget daily to find out the latest gadget news. Double Twist is a good app. It's number 7 on the list. That kind of replaces iTunes for you. It can load all your iTunes playlists to Double Twist and sync them to your Android phone, along with podcast music. So you can even look for apps on there. There's even a new thing called AirSync, where you can actually sync over your Wi-Fi network without actually having to plug your phone into the computer, which is great. Number 8, I use YouTube on there. I look at YouTube videos all the time, and I have to have a phone with a YouTube app on there, and it works really well, and it also has an HQ button that you can hit to get higher quality videos as long as you're in 3G or Wi-Fi areas, because if you're in an edge area or a lower speed CDMA network, it probably would take a while to load. Another app I use, number 9, is Red Laser. You can scan barcodes on any item and be able to find out what local stores have it and how much it's going to cost you. It's a really great app. It's your own personal barcode scanner that you can take anywhere. It's worked several times and got pretty close to the actual price in the store. The last one I'm going to talk about is one I'm kind of testing, but it is my number 10. It's called NetTalk. It allows you to talk over your 3G or Wi-Fi network free in U.S. and Canada. Don't currently have a phone number yet for it. They're not supporting that yet, but it is seems like it's an awesome app, and it doesn't use against your minutes. It just uses against your data, so it would be great to use it really only if you're having unlimited data. Well, that is all for us today. We will have more podcasts in the future. This is our top 10 Android apps, and I will be talking to you in the near future, so have a great day, and see you later. This has been a presentation of